Deciding to return to the hotel, you head up River Street at a hurried pace, seeking to distance yourselves from that nightmarish ceremony. After about 50 metres, headlights suddenly blind you in the darkness. A car screeches to a halt in front of you. Two figures get out. Sheriff Martin, imposing in his dark uniform, his hat pulled down over his hard gaze, and his stockier deputy, Birch, his hand already on the grip of his weapon. Their faces bear the stigmata of the Innsmouth taint, slightly bulging eyes, features deformed by a cursed heredity. "Good evening," Martin calls out mockingly, his lips twisting into a wicked grin. "Are you lost? The evening's programme is not over yet. Robert Marsh has planned a grand finale for you." At these words, several figures emerge from the shadows of the adjacent alleys. Deformed townsfolk, armed with fishing knives, rusty harpoons, some pointing revolvers in your direction. You are surrounded, trapped in this desolate street, where the faint echo of abyssal chants still resonates.